WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning it's going to be open lines. We welcome your calls at 970-689-8255 because I enjoy open lines, but I'm not going to do them if people don't call in. But once every week, once every other week, why, we thought we'd do this, and we'll simply talk about what's going on in the world today. And certainly if you look and see what's happening, why, of course, well, I think in the first quarter, almost 840,000 Americans lost their homes. That was the first 3 months of this year. And the second 3 months, it's going to be even worse. Somewhere between 1.7 and 1.8 million people are going to lose their homes this year. About 2.25 million people lost their homes last year. And it's a terrible thing when you lose your home. It really has a terrible impact on people, but then they have to go out and get it, you know, hopefully pick up their lives. But what happened when they lose their job as well? There are 14.5 million Americans who are unemployed today, or certainly dramatically underemployed. Certainly the Bureau of Labor Statistics admits that the unemployment rate is 9.5%. It's probably much higher than that. That's the U2 unemployment. They use these terms to confuse you common people because they realize if they use fancy terms, you won't be able to understand what they're talking about. They will acknowledge that U6 is about 16.5. Now, this is the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So what's U6? Well, that's people who've had to take dramatic cuts in their salary, working a couple of jobs at, you know, they may have been making $400,000 a year, and now they're making, you know, minimum wage in a couple of jobs, or the people who've simply given up. They will admit they're 16.5% of the labor of people who work are just unemployed under U6, under that definition. But then they bring in something, the death-birth ratio to distort the figures, and they're probably much higher than that. We are in a terrible catastrophe. Even government employees who've always had it good, I mean, they've got it better than anybody else. I mean, because, of course, they get guaranteed their jobs. You don't have to work or work hard. You just got to show up, and you'll keep there until you retire, and you can retire at an early age. And here in California, why, if you got a government job, you can work for 30 years and retire when you're 50 years old with your full employer, your 90% or 95% of your highest salary. That's great, because then you can go out and get another job and you can get Social Security. And this is the sort of thing I remember 50 years ago when I first went into practice, and one of my doctors was telling me about how wonderful things were in Uruguay, where you would get a job and work for 10 years and retire at 10%. And then, of course, you could get another job and work for 10 years and retire with 10%. I'm sorry. You could work for 10 years and retire at 50% of your salary, and then another job for 10 years and retire at 50% of your salary, and then another job for 10 years and retire at 50% of your salary. And everybody was just having the greatest time until the whole society collapsed because there isn't enough money. And there isn't enough money here in California to pay all the pensions we've committed to and provide all the services we've committed to. And California simply is now bankrupt. We're issuing IOUs. But what's even more interesting is the major banks, and we're talking about Bank of America and Wells Fargo and, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase. And these are the Brotherhood of Darkness banks. Now, nothing really going on today makes any sense unless you understand there really are covert and secret organizations that work together in concert. Their objective is to destroy our economy at this present time and to create chaos. They know what they're doing. How can we be certain that this is the objective? Why? Because Henry Kissinger wrote about this in his article in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January of this year, where he talked the article entitled A Chance for a New World Order, and he said quite simply, the nations of the world are going to have to join this new international order or face chaos. Well, they want the chaos so that we'll be forced to go into the new world order. They want to destroy our currency so they can impoverish the people, and impoverished people look to government, to their leaders, to help us and protect us. At least an awful lot of people will. I hope the American people will still have enough individualism and will understand that the leaders of our country of both political parties are part of the scam to destroy our economy. Arnold, our Schwarzenegger, our governor, certainly has said that he will not budge on his demands that we reform our system and do away with a lot of the welfare, a lot of the giveaway programs, that we have a balanced budget, and I certainly think he's absolutely right. But Arnold Schwarzenegger, before he was allowed to run for president, was taken to England by Warren Buffett, and of course there he met Lord Rothschild, and had to be cleared before he was allowed to run for the governorship, because behind everything, behind the whole political process, are powerful political forces, and certainly David Rockefeller and the Rothschilds and a handful of other people are the people who really rule the world. With California being the eighth largest economy in the world, they weren't going to have somebody they couldn't control in office. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is playing his part. The United States government could lend money to California. It's not lending money to California. Why? Because they want to destroy our economy. Arnold Schwarzenegger is unable to borrow money because the major banks won't lend them money. And now the major banks have said, we are not going to accept your IOUs. Imagine what happens when the social structure of California begins to implode. And we have all these illegal aliens here. They could certainly balance the budget very readily if they'd simply stop the $10 billion a year we put out to finance the illegal aliens. And I'm talking about the money we actually subsidize them going to college here. We actually subsidize people who are in this country illegally going to college. We give them free medical care. We give them all sorts of welfare benefits. We've even agreed, of course, this is on a national level, that they can get Social Security. They've come here. They're working illegally. And the government knows they're working illegally with illegal Social Security numbers, and yet, of course, we're going to give them Social Security benefits. We don't live in a world gone mad, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a world run by secret groups that are dedicated to the destruction of America. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Good news, revival, revival, revival at the Rogers Hall, Lyons, Colorado, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of July at 7:30 p.m. Hear evangelist Samuel Santos, who died twice, has been in three airplane accidents, and 19 years ago fell on the ice and lost his memory totally. In the last 15 years, Brother Santos has been used by God in a mighty way in the communist country of Cuba, establishing Bible schools all over that country. In the last 2 years, 2008 and 2009, he graduated 2,638 students. He will be praying for the sick and the needy. For more information, call 303-883-5674. That's 303-883-5674. Everybody is welcome. Once again, that's a revival at the Rogers Hall, Lyons, Colorado, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of July at 7:30 p.m.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we're talking about the secret groups working behind the scenes who have created the financial crisis. How did they create it? Why, the large banks are not lending. In fact, recently, J.P. Morgan Chase cut off the line of credit of a number of small businesses that had been affiliated with which one did they take over? I think they took over Washington Mutual, and they simply... They cut off the lines of credit of all these businesses, and as a result, why these businesses are going out of business. They can't, if you can't borrow money, most businesses can't operate. So the large business, large banks have cut off credit to many of our major manufacturers, many of our major businesses for major business deals. Even many of the agreements that they'd made to fund large, massive building projects, they've just withdrawn from that. People can't borrow any money. You've got projects in Las Vegas that are half finished and they can't get money anywhere. Then they're cutting off money for small businesses. The small banks, of course, are frightened to lend. And since the Fed is paying them interest for the first time in history, why, of course, they're putting their money with the Fed rather than lending it out. Why is the Fed doing that? You would think that they would want to encourage lending. That's what they want you to believe. But the reality is, they're creating this whole situation. You won't see this mentioned very many places. I certainly was mentioned in Bob Chapman's newsletter, in the Salent report, a $3,500 report, which we have. We'll be glad to send you the page that talks about how they're holding the money, that the Fed is actually paying interest so the banks will deposit money with them so they won't have any money to lend. And they're frightened. They don't want to lend money to people that are not going to pay it back. They do too much of that, and the FDIC swoops down on them Friday evening after all the other banks are closed. We've already lost 57 banks this year. We'll lose probably well over 100 or more banks this year. Well, who do we have calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark here in Iowa, Colorado.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a couple things, I guess, because while I was waiting just the last minute or two, even you brought up at least one more point that's worthy of a comment that kind of leads into where I would have headed before the break anyway, and that was that in the last round of bailouts, which were up to, three or four, depending upon how you count, that's being discussed now, they were talking about shovel-ready projects. You were talking about Las Vegas, and certainly we've got housing projects all across the country that are half completed. So I guess it's not going to be long until we see the shovel-ready terminology being replaced with bulldozer-ready. And I really suspect we're going to see lots of bulldozers being paid for by tax dollars and or printed money, of course, out across the country bulldozing these half-completed projects in the same way that FDR poured out farmer's milk on the ground.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, we're even talking about bulldozing down parts of our cities where, of course, nobody's living anymore. People have lost their homes and just coming in and bulldozing them down. Then, of course, we can build them up again later on.
You bet. It's the same old story.
When we get through this financial collapse, the world is never going to be the same again. That's what most people don't understand.
I think all of us are not only agreement on that, but we see that that's as you've pointed out so many times, is planned, essentially.
Right.
Well, here was the point I wanted to kind of get to, because obviously one of the things that people always want to know is, what can I do? Yes, we see the carnage coming down the road, and it certainly looks like there aren't many options. A couple of articles that I was looking through this morning caught my eye, because they both said the same thing. So, you know, two witnesses, if you will, talking about the fact that we certainly know that gold markets, silver markets, some of these alternatives are being manipulated. And one particular person said, hey, look, we saw gold hammered below certain support levels yesterday, kind of a concerted effort in the absence of any real news to try and move the markets down. They always do that prior to the time when bad news is expected, because obviously they don't want gold and silver and other alternatives to rocket up through important levels that might attract attention, so it's important to get them down at the right time. But another piece then said that over the last month or two, we have seen the highest correlations among disparate asset classes, stocks, bonds, commodities, and so forth, really in history. Of course, it depends a little bit on how you do the statistics. But that struck me as interesting. People, I know you've been following markets for a long time. Normally you have things called alphas and betas that reflect the fact that when one market goes up, like stocks go up, commodities go down, and vice versa. So you have some way of protecting yourself. But as this manipulation has continued, one of the things that I think we're now seeing is a clear, concerted effort to try and convince the generally dumb public that the safe havens, the gold, even the bonds that used to be a safe haven, that would move opposite to stocks are no longer behaving that way, so that, in fact, they can keep the lie alive a little longer by convincing people, no, you can't put your money into gold. See, look, it's going down the same time stocks are going down.
I think it's a good point. And I think that the last thing they want is for the price of gold and silver to go up, because they do not want people to go into those, and they do not want them to go into that, because it is the only means by which people can protect their wealth. This is what Alan Greenspan said in his classical article written in 1966. Everybody should read it. It's available on the Internet, or certainly it's contained in our new syllabus, Financial Armageddon. We think it's so important.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that
said, the reason that they don't want you to have gold is it's the only means to protect your wealth, and they don't want you to have a means to protect your wealth. And
exactly. Well, see, if we're to come out of her, if people are eventually to find an alternative, I strongly believe it's going to be in local communities where there's an alternative means of exchange of trading value for value, and that's going to be in the form of probably silver coins.
It may very well be, and certainly even local communities may have to start issuing their own money, but they can limit the amount of it that's out there. Trouble
yeah.
when you have the federal government, they can print money. And here in California, we're trying to print our own money. We're creating IOUs, you see.
I know. Well, that was on my list to mention to you, because the only reason why that hasn't been as successful, of course, is because they don't have the level of criminal chicanery and public dole people that have been doing it for so long that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury do.
Well, but I think what is really so significant about this is that a lot of the major banks are saying, we're not going to accept your IOUs. Why not? They accept the fraudulent money put out by the Fed.
Well, because they belong to the Fed.
IOUs put out by the eighth largest economy in the entire world.
But that's the beauty of it, Dr. Stan. They have to take the Feds.
Right.
They don't have to take the other stuff. They're part of the criminal conspiracy that's the Fed. It's kind of like another syndicate trying to move in on some New York family's, you know, home turf, and they're basically being told, no, this is the Gambini turf. This is Big Ben's, Bernanke's turf. You can't have it.
You know, what's really so interesting is, of course, they've had this mammoth stimulus bill. I think it was something like $787 billion, something like that. But it hasn't worked. Well, the reason it hasn't worked is because they haven't spent the money. They've spent very little of the money so far. They've got maybe a couple of billion dollars of this $787 billion. Why aren't they spending the money? Well, they're talking about, gee, the stimulus hasn't worked. The unemployment's up to 9.5%. And Obama said it would never go above 8%. And now we're going to need another stimulus. Why would you want to use another stimulus when they haven't spent the money they have? But nobody's talking about that.
Well, Chris,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, there's a couple reasons, obviously, and you've pointed out at least a couple of them over time. I would suggest that one of the main ones is that there are two competing factors, obviously. The deflationary factors that are involved in all of this debt that is now coming home and collapsing, and what exposed part of that was the changes in the accounting rules. So one of the things, of course, that's being done now, we've already seen it happen, is we changed the accounting rules back. We kind of admitted to people for a while how badly we were lying to them. Oops. So we proposed the stimulus. We used the stimulus as smoke cover just long enough to make sure we no longer have to honestly report just how bad the losses on the books are. Remember, Japan did this for a decade, their lost decade. They simply failed to acknowledge the money's gone.
Well, let me point out that the second quarter earnings are coming out in the next week or two. Now, second quarter corporate earnings. And apparently, they're beyond terrible. I mean, they're going to be just terrible, and that's really going to have an impact on, on the psyche of people if they understand that our businesses simply are not making any money. And you can't continue operating thousands of businesses that aren't making any money. And so, this is going to have a real impact, and this may very well cause the stock market to drop out. It's only a matter of time before the stock market drops out because the price-earnings ratios that they're talking about are simply fraudulent. The price-earnings ratio on the Standard & Poor's stocks, not the Dow stocks, because they manipulate the Dow stocks, and when a stock isn't doing anything very good on the Dow Jones, they just take it out like they took out Citigroup.
That's a beautiful way to manipulate the statistics, isn't it? Yeah,
it sure is.
Just replace it.
Figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure, and we don't want the American people right now to know how bad things are. Later on, when people begin getting desperate, then they'll let us know how bad things are. But I certainly agree with your basic premise, and we've got to get people educated and understanding that the commodity market is manipulated, the stock market is manipulated, the oil market is manipulated. And what's really so interesting, and nobody is telling you, is that the last couple of weeks, the rate of increase of the M2, which is, of course, one of the major monetary increments that you want to follow to see what the Fed is really doing, it has been collapsing. I mean, the M3 increases something like 3%. It was M2, I should say. It was up to 17% here. A couple of months ago, this is the rate of change. It's down to 3%. So they're really beginning to constrict money. And why would they do that? Well, of course, I believe because they want to wreck our economy. They know what they're doing, but they can't let the American people know it's all part of a much larger plan to bring about a world government.
I agree, Dr. Stan. Well, the last thing I would leave you with is this, simply, and we've talked about this before, but the one thing that cannot be manipulated is real physical gold and silver quantities, things that individuals like you and I go to the market while we still can buy and get it in your hot little hands and have it. Because they can lie all they want to about the COMEX market and how much paper gold has been sold and what the price is. But when the time comes when you physically cannot get your hands on it anymore, it's worth what somebody's willing to give you for it in trade. And that kind of thing now is available but won't be so long. And it's the kind of thing that people who really want to protect themselves, and by the way, expose the system, because someday somebody's going to buy the last bag of junk silver. And at that point, the COMEX and the others, somebody defaults somehow. They'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal, of course. They won't admit it. It won't be on the evening news, but there won't be any more for sale after that.
I agree with you totally, and it's about time the American people begin to understand what is going on and read that article, Gold and Freedom by Alan Greenspan, 1966, one of the most important essays ever written, where Alan Greenspan laid it right out. They don't want you to have gold because they don't want the American people to have any way to protect their wealth. God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, God bless, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. We'd like to know what you are thinking. Are there really secret forces out there? Of course there are, and many of our leaders have tried to let the American people know about it, and you go to my website, radioliberty.com, and pull down certainly our newsletters that deal with that. But certainly one of the most famous quotations you'll find in President Woodrow Wilson's book, The New Freedom. And this was based upon the speeches that he gave in 1912 when he was running for the presidency. And this is what he said. Since I entered politics, I've chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody or afraid of something. They know that there's a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they'd better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. They know that America is not a place of which it can be said, as it used to be, that a man may choose his own calling and pursue it just as far as his abilities enable him to. And, of course, what was Woodrow Wilson talking about? If you read his book, the New Freedom, he will tell you it is the money power of the people who control the banks, control the banks at that time. Well, that was 1912. The same banks which still in control today, run by the same family, as nobody ever mentioned, your support, and then they died to move right back to the call.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses of iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term, storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality, organic, bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, 3 blocks north of Hamden in Englewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. The Obama administration has taken control of the automotive industry. They have appointed a new CEO for the new General Motors. They've robbed the money, stolen the money from the people who held the bonds and the stocks, and of course, they've rewarded the the union people who helped Barack Obama to become president. They've ended up with 55% of General Motors, something like that. And so we've rewarded the unions. We've stolen from the investors. And of course, now, of course, the Obama administration has decided what should happen to General Motors. They should sell off a number of their subsidiaries, like Hummer and certainly Saturn, and certainly discontinue the Pontiac. You see, the Obama administration is made up of such smart people. They've met such smart people that now they know how to run General Motors, and they put a 31-year-old law school graduate in to begin to do away with General Motors, to so it could come out a small and lean and efficient company. Now, that doesn't mean that General Motors is not going to continue its expansion in communist China, where it's the second largest automobile manufacturer, but you're never going to hear that. Its factories in Russia, although they're having some difficulty with those because the Russians don't have the money to buy cars as they have in the past, but they're doing very well in China, they're doing very well in Brazil and in India. And so we're giving them $50 to $60 billion so they can build up their industries in other countries. When they say General Motors is going to emerge from the bankruptcy smaller and leaner, what they're really saying is we're transferring jobs out of the United States. But the average American cannot believe that the real purpose of our national policy is to transfer our manufacturing to other countries. That's because the average individual has never read the Earth Charter, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller. He was the primary architect, although Maurice Strong and Gorbachev put their names on it. But no, Stephen Rockefeller wrote this. He is the nephew of David Rockefeller, who's the wealthiest man in America, one of the wealthiest men in the world. But, of course, you're never going to read that in the controlled media, because the media is controlled, and they want you to think it's Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or these people. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys are pikers compared to the Rockefellers, who really have run America for well over 100 years. I mean, who do you think really is the major force behind Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase and so many of the other banks and the pharmaceutical industries and certainly so many of the major airlines and other industries in the United States? The Rockefellers have controlled them since their inception. But you're not going to read about that. And if you read the Earth Charter, point 10A says that we should have equitable distribution of wealth within nations. That's communism, of course. And that's your wealth, not their wealth. And then equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And that's why we're transferring our manufacturing overseas. But we can't let the American people know that. We can't let them understand that the Chinese have erected tariff barriers so we can't take American-made cars into China, but China can bring Chinese-made cars into the United States, and the same thing with so many other products. We don't have free trade. We have controlled trade, and it's all, of course, to favor the other countries because they want to impoverish the American people. Certainly, you all you have to do is look at this cap-and-trade situation, this legislation that's going to pass that's going to increase the price of gasoline by about 77 cents a gallon. It is a massive federal tax on gasoline. It's going to run up your cost of electricity, probably double or triple the cost of your electric bill as we move into green power, and it's all based upon a fraud. There's a new EPA report out that has been very effectively suppressed. I have it, 98 pages long, where they actually talk about how there is no evidence that man's activity has created global warming. Carbon dioxide does not pollute the atmosphere. After all, we didn't have carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Why we wouldn't have photosynthesis of trees and vegetables and flowers? And I mean, CO2 is a miracle gas. It allows flowers to grow. It allows crops to grow. It allows trees to grow. And it doesn't matter, though, how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough and you control the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times and Time and Newsweek and U.S. News and World Report and ABC, CBS, and NBC and all of the major publishing houses And if you go look at the major publishers, they've bought up all the smaller publishers, or almost all of them. If you control all of that, you can control what the American people think, at least the people who don't listen to my programs, Radio Liberty. Hi, who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janan.
Oh, hi, Janan. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Have you got the situation with the transmission straightened out on our satellite?
Yes, it's been resolved. I think the trouble was with my end here.
All right.
I wanted to mention two subjects that I think ought to be spoken about more on alternative Patriot Christian radio. One of them is, let's say we do end the Fed eventually. Shouldn't we be talking about the new plan for operating in a radically different economic environment? I mean, shouldn't we have an interim plan and a workable new plan if we did not have the Federal Reserve? And then the second subject that I think we ought to be talking about, and no one seems to be, is that it is perfectly possible for sovereign nation states to have trade relations with other nation states without having to be under international trade agreements like NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and all of those things. It's possible for nations to operate with each other in their own agreements and still maintain their own national sovereignty. So that is a subject also that I wish people would elaborate on more, and I'll say goodbye and God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you, Janelle. Well, the difficulty was people must understand that the major force behind all of these global negotiations and the NAFTA and the World Trade Organizations and the CAFTA is the United States. Basically, our government was taken over many years ago by the globalists, probably during the early part of the Second World War, when the Council on Foreign Relations used the coming crisis, the war of the Second World War, to seize control of our government. They were planning on this war in 1938. How do I know that? Because I went back and I spent weeks going through the files at the Harold Pratt House at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, which is the home base, is the center of the Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society which was created in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes to bring about a world government. How can you verify that fact? You need to get, of course, the book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Quigley, Carol Quigley, liberal historian, leading historian of the last century, taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown. The book was suppressed for many years. We have an interview with him. Tell that story. Our number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Janon had called in. She's from Austin, Texas, and basically was saying we ought to be able to have, you know, agreements between nations. We don't have to have these international agreements and bring America's sovereignty to destruction by having international bodies that will determine our trade policies. And this is true with NAFTA. It's true with the World Trade Organization. Now we have international bodies directing our trade policies. But what everybody has missed is this did not happen by accident. The globalists who control our American government initially, they controlled the American government through the Council on Foreign Relations. That was up until 1976 when the Trilateral Commission really took control of manipulating things. And the Trilateral Commission has controlled the American government ever since then. And between 1976 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the less than 100 members of the American branch of the Trilateral Commission. Do you honestly believe that could have happened? How can you verify that? Well, certainly you need to get Pat Wood's excellent DVD on the Trilateral Commission, or you can go to his website, AugustReview.org, that's AugustReview.org, and you'll find the documentation there. But certainly all you need to do is go to the membership list of the Trilateral Commission. Jimmy Carter, I believe it was Walter Mondale, was his vice president, certainly. Under the Reagan administration was George Herbert Walker Bush. And then, of course, and Clinton, both Clinton and Gore were Trilateral Commission members, as with Dick Cheney, the vice president. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stan.
Who is this?
This is Phil in Greeley.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, I was reading, you were talking a little about illegal immigration before, and there's a little newspaper monthly that comes out people might be interested in, and all that it covers is immigration, and it's called Middle American News.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very good publication. It's not just on illegal immigration in America, but also how it's destroying Europe and Australia. And there are some amazing stories in there. That's a very good publication for that.
And how would people get hold of it?
I would probably just try and Google it on the Internet and find out and get a subscription to it. A friend of mine just started getting it one day, gave it to me. And I would just look it up on the Internet.
All right.
It's out of North Carolina. It's called Middle American News. And then I just wanted to mention I was reading David J. Smith's newest Newswatch magazine on Barack Obama and him being illegitimate. And the information that's in there is incredible.
Well, I'm having David Smith as my guest this afternoon. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's good. Well, I got to go. I just wanted to mention that.
Fine. Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate you sharing that with us. And certainly the immigration issue is very important, but people have to ask why we have not secured our borders, why we have absolutely refused to allow English to be the official language of the United States, why first we have allowed all these people to come in here illegally, and of course the answer is why they say, look at this problem, see what we need is an ID card for every law-abiding American. That way we can identify those people who are here illegally. So they create the problem, but they already have the solution. And what they want is a situation where everybody has to have an ID card, where they can track everybody in the name of controlling illegal immigration, which they've created and encouraged in the way of controlling terrorism, which they have created and perpetuated and allowed the terrorists to come in here. Heavens, I remember when Colonel Bo Greitz talked about how when he was with the special forces, they were actually bringing the so-called the Mujahideen in from Afghanistan to actually be trained here in the United States, so they go back over there and fight the Soviets. These are the people who became al-Qaeda. We trained them in fighting and in explosives and all of those things. They were brought to the United States. The CIA funded the war in Afghanistan against the Soviets. And then, of course, when the war ended in 1989, why, of course, then we continue funding al-Qaeda, but we can't tell the American people that we funded the Taliban, that we actually, the USAID provided $51 million to print textbooks in Arabic to be distributed in Pakistani and Afghan schools to recruit people into this radical form of Islam. And, of course, we did this along with the Saudis and the Pakistanis. Why would you do that? Oh, they said if we didn't write about this radical form of Islam, they wouldn't use the textbooks. Well, why didn't they use their own textbooks and they didn't talk about the radical form of Islam? The Muslim people didn't want to introduce this radical form of Islam. We introduced it. We financed it. We nurtured it. Anybody who wants to get something from us, you can ask for the article. The ABCs of Jihad, Washington Post article, talking about how we financed the textbooks that trained the students and became the Taliban. The word Taliban means student. And they were trained, you know, using American textbooks, and now we're killing them. What's wrong with this story? We carry a wonderful book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game goes into the background of how we finance this. There are books that we don't carry. We used to, but they were just, well, one of them was Dollars for Terror. That's Dollars for Terror. Another one was called Unholy Wars by a gentleman who actually worked for the Christian Science Monitor. How the United States funded this whole Islamic terrorist movement. But we can't let the common people understand. We create the best enemies money could buy. We finance communism in Russia. We finance communism in China. And we're financing this whole Chinese movement today, even though they have all sorts of money. Why we're guaranteeing the nuclear power plants that are being built over there by Westinghouse, which isn't even an American company. It's a Japanese company bought up by the Japanese. But we're guaranteeing the loan, the $5 billion loan or $10 billion, whatever it is, so that the Chinese can build nuclear power plants with a loan guaranteed by the American taxpayers. Why doesn't the Chinese guarantee it? Why should they when the American people will build the power plants for them? Well, we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
A female listener to KHNC is looking for two female roommates, preferably 45 years and up. She has available one bedroom with cable TV and all utilities included for $440, and a one bedroom no cable, all utilities included for $425. Shared extra large bathroom, fenced yard, and pets are negotiable. Call 970-667-0710. That's 970-667-0710. Large living room, family room, and great neighbors.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and of course, it finances the some 60 outlets we have every week, a little over 60, one sort or another, and we just want to maintain that, so if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV war. Now, if you want to get in the background of the Trilateral Commission, which is really the chief of the organizations that is running the world today, why, of course, and remember it was organized in 1973 by David Rockefeller. His nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter, which is the Mein Kampf of the world occult movement. And the background behind the Trilateral Commission, whether all the members know it or not, of course, is a cult. Their logo is three arrows, and if you look very carefully, you can almost see three sixes and joined together by an upside-down broken cross. When you understand the symbolism, it's very obvious. This is part of the world occult movement dedicated to world government, and that is their stated goal, is a world government. I mean, Barry Goldwater, in his book, with no apology, said the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is international. They want to seize control of the financial and commercial interests of the world, in essence, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. And they've done it. Their people are the ones who tell Barack Obama what to do. He is simply the figurehead for these people. Now, certainly a great source of information is my talk on the financial Armageddon, along with a syllabus. Another great source is Patrick Wood's DVD, which we're offering now on the Trilateral Commission, and it basically goes into how they created this whole financial collapse. It's really very well done. So if you want to understand what's going on, my talk, Financial Armageddon, and then the syllabus goes with that, and Patrick Wood's a DVD, which we carry, entitled The Trilateral Commission. So you need to have this information, and then, of course, you to understand what's happening financially, let me suggest the talk we gave a couple of years ago, The Financial Tsunami, along with the syllabus that goes with that, that explains all these terms, M1, M2, M3. Of course, they've stopped publishing M3 because they don't want you to know what they're really doing. I mean, the last thing they want is for the common people to understand that they're being set up to become impoverished and to become simply new serfs in this wonderful new world feudalistic system that's being established by the invisible government. Once you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Well, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get the items I mentioned by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, you need to read it, you need to reread it, you need to understand there really are secret and covert organizations. Fortunately, most of them have web pages now, and you can go up and read all about the Lucius Trust, came out of the Lucifer Publishing House, and You go up on their website, they will tell you that Lucifer really wasn't such a bad guy after all. After all, he came here to help mankind. Everybody knows that. They believe in Lucifer. And there are millions of Americans, of course, who follow that belief. If you haven't seen Eric Barger's great new DVD on the Shack, you need to get it. A new philosophy for Christianity being pushed by Christian magazines and bookstores across America. Totally heresy. That's the Shack. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord do it.
For over 15 years,